This is Akashwani. The news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. The projects include Dharti Ava Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stones of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. Mr. Modi said, without developing and empowering of a tribal community of the country, the dream of a developed India cannot be fulfilled. Mr. Modi said, tribal welfare is on the topmost agenda of the government. Meanwhile, in another event during his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticized Jharkhand's Mukti Morcha for jeopardizing people's identity and culture in the state for vote bank politics. Addressing the Parivartan Mahasabha in Hazaribagh, Mr. Modi termed the BJP's Parivartan Yatra not as a mere political campaign, but a movement to safeguard the state's future. Leaders of global organizations congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the successful completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission. In their messages, they emphasized on how the campaign has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation and cleanliness. Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, highlighted the significant strides made in achieving sustainable development goals through the initiative. World Bank President Ajay Banga remarked that the mission has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation. Asian Development Bank President Matsutsugu Asakawa said that the bank is proud to have partnered with the country on the visionary initiative from the very start. Chairman of Tata Trust Ratan Tata and Microsoft founder Bill Gates also congratulated Mr. Modi. Election campaign in Haryana is at its peak. Political leaders have been making all-out efforts to woo the voters with only one day left for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh campaigned in Kurukshetra and Yamunanagar districts. Addressing a rally, Mr. Singh accused Congress party of doing politics of lies. Other party leaders Anurag Singh Thakur, Hema Malini and Naveen Jindal also held road shows in different constituencies. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi today addressed election rallies in Bhavani Kheda of Bhiwani district and Julana of Jind district, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri. Addressing the rally, Ms. Priyanka Gandhi alleged that farmers are being misled in the name of minimum support price. Senior Aam Aadmi leader and former Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi Manish Sisodia also held a road show. The election campaign will end tomorrow evening. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Rajasthan from tomorrow. During her visit, the President will attend the 32nd convocation of Mohanlal Sukaria University at Udaipur. The President will also be present in the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaro organized by the Rajasthan government. Delhi police today seized over 500 kilograms of cocaine worth over 2,000 crore rupees after bursting an international drug syndicate in New Delhi. The police have also so far arrested four accused in the case from the Mehrauli region. Additional Commissioner of Police Special Cell Pramod Kushwar said that police have recovered 562 kilograms of cocaine and 40 kilograms of marijuana from their possession. He said that this has been one of the biggest seizures in Delhi in recent times. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres today condemned Iran's missile attack on Israel. He urged the Security Council to end the deadly cycle of tit-for-tat violence. Earlier in the day, Israel's Foreign Minister Israel Katz had announced that UN Secretary General is prohibited from entering the country, citing what they perceive a lack of explicit condemnation. And that is the end of this.